All aboard Streamline Express. All aboard.
But I must get on that train. I'll give you the full price of the ticket just to get on for 5 minutes.
Are you absolutely certain? Yes or no? Did you see that train?
You're darn certain I've seen that train.
There's your pride and joy just coming off the turntable.
Yes, sir, the old express.
I'm Ethan Smith, and this is the Steam Engine Express. Steemit has proven itself to be a creative habitat for bloggers, writers, and musicians, but where do comic strip authors come in? Look no further than the effort by Steam Engine passenger Cobb Maximus, who together with another Steemian has started a Discord community called Steemit Webcomics, which is dedicated to becoming a creative haven for comic artists who share their strips on the Steam blockchain. If you want a taste of what this new effort has to offer, check out Cobb Maximus's latest comic strip entitled Why I Would Be a Terrible Superhero, a humorous look at distractions along the path to creativity. If you are a comic artist and you're looking for a group to join, Steemit Webcomics would love to have you. I'm definitely looking forward to reading more comic strips in the future. When sharing a blog post on Steemit for the first time, typing up a post in Markdown can be intimidating. If you're struggling with how to polish the aesthetics of your posts, look no further than Sumatra Nate's Markdown course. The series seeks to make Markdown more accessible to every Steemian and features everything from the very basics all the way up to specific formatting that I didn't even know was possible. The latest post in the series describes how to create indented lines and indented paragraphs in lists, a nifty skill to add to your Markdown knowledge. If you've had trouble formatting your posts in the past, I suggest heading over to Nate's blog right away to enroll in his course. Your posts will be looking polished in no time. Since the beginning of 2018, I've made an effort to read more books. It seems I'm not alone in that venture, as passenger Nikoya has also begun a challenge to read 50 books this year. In the latest installment of his Notes from an Amateur Writer series, Nikoya lets us in on the books he's read so far this year, as well as the list he plans to read this year. It's definitely ambitious, but not out of the question for someone with his literary finesse. His blog is already filled with reviews of books he's read, so I encourage you to check out his blog if you enjoy reading. You might just find the next great book to add to your reading list. Looking to travel but don't have anyone to tag along? Head over to Dawn Shi Ri's blog to get tips for solo traveling. Her latest blog features budget tips for solo travelers, including how to find affordable lodging, transportation, and free Wi-Fi. The post is full of helpful tips about places to visit when you travel that won't break the bank. If you're planning any sort of trip soon, I encourage you to check out the other post in Dawn's Travel 101 series. You'll definitely pick up on some tips and tricks that you otherwise may have overlooked. Once you've hit the road or boarded a plane, be sure to snap some pictures and share your trip experiences with us here on Steemit. Finally today, we take a journey to IQ70+, a charitable organization dedicated to improving the lives of people with mental disabilities. Steam Engine passenger Carmen Ray C. shares a heartfelt blog about her recent visit to the home and her experiences with the children living there. The post features many great photos of Carmen and her team assembling crafts, dancing, and spending time talking to the children. It's encouraging to see the smiles and positive responses from the children while participating in the activities. And it warms my heart to learn of organizations like IQ70+, so I hope you'll take the time to support Carmen's post to help facilitate future visits to the home. That's all for today's curation segment, so let's move down the track to our next feature. Today's featured station is the Steemit Ramble. Founded last year by Steam Engine passenger Shadows Pub, the Steemit Ramble is a Discord community dedicated to supporting undervalued content from Steemians all across the blockchain. Shadows Pub shares her personal curation picks in a post series entitled The Steemit Ramble, which you can find on her blog. But one of the Ramble's most popular features is Pimp Your Post Thursday. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pimp Your Post Thursday is a voice chat session where members of The Ramble hop on voice chat and share a blurb about their posts while answering questions from other attendees. If you've never taken advantage of the voice chat feature of Discord, there's no better way than to show up on Thursdays and jump right in. More information on the Steam at Ramble may be found by visiting Shadows Pub's blog. The Steam Engine Express features five of the best posts curated by the Steam Engine Initiative each week across the Steemit platform. The Express is produced by Ethan D. Smith exclusively for the Steam Engine Initiative on Steemit.com. That's all for this week's episode. To read posts mentioned in today's Express or to listen to past episodes, visit my blog at steemit.com/@EthanD. Smith. I hope you'll catch the next Express.